This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues through February 4th. Now, the sign-up is through February 4th. You get 90 days access to all of the content from the day you sign up. So even if you're a little bit late in signing up, you haven't missed anything yet. So more details coming up on how you sign up before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. A couple of stories related to power generation and transmission that are a little disturbing. On Saturday, an explosion in a gas pipeline near St. Petersburg, Russia, resulted in a fireball outside the city. This picture posted to social media by the governor of the Leningrad region. No suggestion of sabotage. Early reports hinted at it, but no evidence that that's the case, or at least none that's been admitted to by the Ministry of Emergency Situations in Russia. The explosion, allegedly the result of depressurization in the pipeline, which has been further depressurized to bring the fire under control. Governor Alexander Drozdenko said the thermal power plant in the region has been switched over to oil to ensure uninterrupted heat supply. No casualties reported in the blast or the ensuing fire. Now, meanwhile, concerns are growing over the potential for radioactive fallout in Ukraine from the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Large explosions were heard there over the weekend, apparently shelling taking place, both sides pointing fingers at the other. IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, Director General Rafael Grossi called the reports extremely disturbing and completely unacceptable, urging the two sides to stop fighting immediately, saying that they are playing with fire. Topic number 4, the economy. A not encouraging report on home sales for the month of October. We reported on the slump in September about a month ago, October, down 5.9% month over month, October over September. But the year over year decline is what's measured by that green line on the chart behind me, a drop of 28.4% year over year, October of 22 versus October of 21. That is the worst year over year mark since 2008. And you remember what was happening in 2008, the subprime mortgage collapse. Lehman Brothers folding, Bear Stearns. That's what resulted in the toxic asset repurchase program, or TARP, the bank bailouts and so forth. This is what we're looking at in terms of the scale of the drop in home sales. Now, the increase in mortgage prices and the fact that home sale prices on average continue to rise even as sales decline, contributing to these numbers in October. Again, economic indicators for the year ahead flashing red. So if you can, do as much as you can to get out of debt. We're not trying to instill any panic, just making you aware of what is ahead. It does not look like smooth sailing, at least for the next year or two. Topic number 3, 975 days to slow the spread. Apparently that's enough for the U.S. Senate. That's not a surprise that the medical bureaucracy here in the U.S. would do everything in its power to keep the pandemic emergency going. I mean, the emergency powers declared or that accrue to the government under an emergency declaration are very broad, far-reaching, as we've seen over the last couple of years. Essentially, the Constitution is temporarily suspended during an emergency, which is why the United States has been under one form of an emergency or another since the FDR administration. That's not an exaggeration. Anyway, once government gets its hands on a particular set of powers, it is loath to let them go. In fact, it usually has to be forced, sometimes with torches and pitchforks. Anyway, it was no surprise, therefore, that week before last, the Department of Health and Human Services extended the COVID emergency at least through mid-January. Now, they didn't issue a statement saying we've extended it. They just failed to give the states the 60-day notice required to allow the existing emergency to expire. The initial emergency was declared in January of 2020. It's been renewed every 90 days since then. So this time, instead of officially extending it by another 90 days, HHS just failed to give notice that this one was going to expire, which means it's got to, it's sort of a clever and really sort of a passive-aggressive way to kick the can down the road. The end of the emergency is always just another 60 days down the road. The emergency was set to expire November 11th, But since the Department of Health and Human Services didn't give the states notice by November 11th, it is now moving out there, the carrot always dangling just 60 days ahead of us. Well, the United States Senate last week roused itself from a collective nap and decided this was enough, voted 62 to 36 to end the emergency declaration. Now, you get 62 votes on in the Senate on one side of any issue. It means you got bipartisan support. Apparently, even for the U.S. Senate, 975 days of 15 days to slow the spread was just enough. A dozen Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, voted to put an end to the COVID-19 emergency declaration. I mean, come on. President Biden has said the pandemic is over. Dr. Fauci said the pandemic is over. Everyone has gone back to normal except those who really enjoy wearing masks all the time, apparently. There are still places in America where that is a thing. Will the emergency declaration officially expire in January? Probably not, because just because the Senate voted here, the House has to also vote on this bill, and it's not likely that Nancy Pelosi is going to take up this bill before she is out of office, or at least out of the office of the Speaker of the House, which won't happen until January. Secondly, President Biden, even though he said the pandemic is over, has promised to veto any legislation declaring an end to the emergency. So hang on, folks, just another 1,000 days or so of pandemic emergency, and then the White House will give that power right back. Topic number two, Qatar. The eyes of the world are on Qatar right now because FIFA's 2022 World Cup is now underway. And a question has emerged amidst the hoopla of all the world's best soccer players. Forgive me if you're overseas. That's what we Americans call the football. As they compete for the title of world's best. No, the question is not why did Budweiser pay about $70 million for sponsoring an event in a country where consuming alcohol is usually illegal, but why the officially registered churches in Qatar are clustered together in a single compound, and why they're not allowed any outward religious signs like crosses, and why Qatari citizens are not allowed inside the compound. Visitors in Qatar for the world's most popular sporting event, sorry, American football fans, but this is a fact, they will not find any churches outside of this particular compound. See, prior to COVID, there were about 100 churches in Qatar, which were shut down during the pandemic, and those churches are still waiting for government permission to reopen. So, the churches in the Mesemir complex on the screen behind me are open, but they are overcrowded, as they're the only official sanctioned places of worship for Christians in Doha, Qatar. But before we American Christians get on our high horse about what the Muslim royal family of Qatar is doing to our brothers and sisters in Christ there, we need to remember that here in the United States, during the COVID pandemic, there are places here in the U.S. that prioritized liquor stores and strip clubs over our churches and schools, and that the politicians responsible for those declarations did pretty well in the midterm elections. I mean, Kathy Hochul is still governor of New York. Gavin Newsom survived his recall vote. J.B. Pritzker still governor of Illinois, and so on. So we need to attend to our business here at home before we point fingers at people around the rest of the world. Coming up, Professor Moriarty, this bank robber ain't. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the Apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, crooks are stupid, and it's a good thing they are. This story from our backyard here in the Ozarks, 30-year-old Michael Conley Lloyd pleaded guilty last week to bank robbery. This is not really big news here in the United States, but the way he went about this is rather eye-opening. You see, Lloyd wrote his demand to the bank teller on the back of his birth certificate. You can see why that might be problematic for someone who wants to get away with a crime of this nature. But wait, there's more. Conley was already wearing an ankle monitor. Apparently, he was under house arrest for a prior infraction. And it gets even weirder from there. Lloyd took his roommate's truck to the robbery, told police after his arrest, he really didn't have a particular bank in mind, just chose the Bank of America in Springfield, Missouri, at random. And then, after succeeding in getting the money, he panicked. And in the course of his panic attack, he began throwing documents outside the window, money, but also then his ID and his birth certificate out the window of the truck. Police cruisers passed by the vehicle, noticed, the pieces of paper flying out of the truck and collected said evidence. The boyfriend of Lloyd's roommate, the person who, you know, whose truck was used in this this robbery, reportedly later called police, and they picked up Lloyd at the appropriately named Lazy Acres Mobile Home Park. Now, you may well ask, why did Lloyd choose to rob a bank in the first place when he was clearly so unprepared to carry out this crime? He said that he robbed the bank because, quote, he and his lover had gotten into a fight and he wanted to prove a point. It's still unclear as to what point Mr. Lloyd was trying to make, except perhaps this is not how you rob a bank and that Lloyd's girlfriend needs to execute better discernment when choosing a life partner. Skywatch TV's Exposing the Darkness virtual conference is available now. It went live on the web on November 4th, and by live, I mean the presentations and the documentary films are available for instant access. You can access them as soon as you sign up, and you get access to 24, two dozen presentations from world-class speakers and six feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. This includes the award-winning Inhuman, Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and the new one, the jaw-dropping, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horne's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Take advantage of this, and as the prophet Hosea warned, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Let's not count ourselves among that group. You can find out more and get instant access by signing up at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, week number two of a six-week special investigative series based on the new three-book set by Tom Horne, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We know Jesus is all throughout the Bible, but sometimes in surprising ways. This week, Donna Howell shows the connection between the book of Ruth and the book of Revelation. I mean, Ruth is kind of an odd little book in the Bible that is often shown as an example of being faithful to God and loyal and humble and submissive. But there are some other connections there that connect to end times prophecy, linked end times prophecy that are really startling. This is eye-opening. Don't miss the program. You'll find the broadcast schedule for our over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But we'll broadcast on your schedule. It's very easy. Just add our free channel to Roku or Apple TV, or if you've got a mobile device, download our free app. And you don't have to watch it on your phone or your tablet. Most modern smart TVs made within the last couple of years, usually compatible with either Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, which means you can cast the video from your mobile device to your TV with no wires. So we've got this app available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It also includes all of our video content, plus important news updates several times a week and many other features. Do get the mobile app. It also protects you against big tech. If they ever choose to shut down our access through the internet, this brings it right from the host company, which is a Christian company, directly to you. You'll find it at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.